Little Italy in the Bronx has been transformed on the weekends into a piazza. It's a way to help businesses navigate through the pandemic. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon is on the newsline now to tell us more about it. What are local shops doing there, Kevin, to try to stay in business?
Well, Linda, they're getting creative, just like we've seen throughout the tri-state. Curbside tables and chairs. There's a couple of seafood places I walked by that were doing clams to go. There's a lot of places that don't usually do things outside who've had to adjust. And one of the things the business district has done here is close traffic on Arthur Avenue for several hours, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and then for a few hours on Sunday during the day. That's really made this feel like an Italian piazza, as you mentioned, which was the goal. And of course, with so many Italian businesses here, delis and bakeries and restaurants, a mission accomplished on that end. But more importantly, it's helped bring people back in a safe way in terms of social distancing. And it's allowed these places to stay in business during the worst of it.
Have they thought about if the coronavirus makes a comeback, what happens then?
Well, I think if it does make a comeback, one of the things I've heard over and over is that things will turn ugly. There aren't many people here I talk to who seem optimistic about being able to get through to the other side of another forced closure, for example. They barely survived these last few months. There are a couple of owners I talked to who said they're really banking and were banking on indoor dining coming. And as we saw, that's not something that's going to happen in the foreseeable future. So they're going to have to adjust with just outdoor dining for now. In terms of percentages, some places said they were doing about 25% of normal business during the shutdown during these last couple of months. They've gotten that back to about 75%. But if they have to go through another closure, the message throughout the board here is they don't know if they'll survive.
It's something we have to keep an eye on. That's WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon with the latest from the Bronx.